to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
If your kids wear Disney costumes to the Disney parks, has this ever happened to you?
Mommy dropped my ice cream on my princess dress.
Or this?
Daddy, why is my dress so itchy?
Or even this.
Mommy, my inner dress ripped again.
If these kind of problems slow down your Disney vacation, then check out Mom Approved Costumes. At Mom Approved Costumes, Christy and her staff have tested out each one of the children costumes and can vouch for their safety, machine washability, and non-itchy stitching. They've even been tested in the Walt Disney World washers. So check out Mom Approved Costumes on Facebook and the website momapprovedcostumes.com.
Thank you, Mommy!
Hello and welcome to show number 37 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we've got a great big surprise for everybody. Jimmy kind of hinted about it on Facebook this week, but we were able to interview Yeehaw Bob Jackson. For those that listen to the show, you know we talk about Yeehaw Bob a lot. Well, a couple shows back, Jimmy had posted our show on the Facebook page, and I guess just by reference of the title or the description, Bob Jackson commented on it, and Jimmy emailed him back, and they had a couple messages, and Bob agreed to come on and do an interview with us. I, unfortunately, wasn't able to interview them, so in a little while, you're going to hear Sam and Jimmy as they talk to Yeehaw Bob. I think we'll do a little music before that, maybe a little music after that. So here we go. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. If you want to get in touch with the show, please email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. This is Ed, and thanks. Let's get on the Yeehaw Bob now.
Evening to you.
How are you?
I could not better.
I'm Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
We've met before, probably numerous times, so nice talking to you again. And also I have Sam, so from Sam's Disney Diary.
Well, it's nice to talk to both of you.
How you doing, Bob?
Sam, I could not be better.
So last time I spoke to you, you played Rainbow Connection for me.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and you were hesitant to do it. I had to come back the next day.
I had to go home and practice.
That's exactly what you said then. So, number one, thank you for your time. We know that it's extremely valuable. We are all huge Disney fans, huge Yeehaw Bob fans, but more important, Bob Jackson fans. And I think that's where it starts, right?
Thank you.
So what I'm hoping to do is just try to get a little background about Bob Jackson. When did you start playing the piano? How did you end up with Disney, or the Yeehaw Bob? How did he develop? What are you doing up? All those kind of things.
Sounds good. I played in all the Diamond Horseshoe shows from then on until the show fell. And from there, I played all the parks. I've subbed over at Coke Corner, the Magic Kingdom. I played there many times. I played the show many times at the Hoop-De-Doo. For years, I was a sub there at Tarzan show. I played the keyboard in the Tarzan show until it fell apart. I played all the parks, and I've been up part of the Disney there for the last 20 years. And it's just been a great experience. I've had my own show, and it's just been the most fun. Every night I go in there, I go in and put on my very best show, and I meet so many fun people. It's just been a great experience.
Wow. From a history. So of all those things you did, which... Obviously, now you're at Riverside. Let's go before Riverside, when you were filling in, doing the Coke Corner, which is now Casey's Corner, playing that piano outside, and doing some of the other things you mentioned. What of those memories? Which of those did you like the most?
Oh, I love them all. I had a lot of fun playing there at Coke Corner. This was back when they had the Banjo Kings the Washboard Band. I don't know if you remember the Washboard Band. Yeah, they were all my friends, and they would always come over and perform with me there. That was lots of fun. And I know all the street entertainers, and they would all come over and interact with me. That was lots of fun. But Jim O'Mahundra, I don't know if you know Jim O'Mahundra. He is just a wonderful piano player. He's been there for such a long time, and he's an old friend of mine. And he's the main pianist there at Coke Corner. And anybody that's ever going out to Coke Corner, Go tell Jim O'Mahundra that Bob Jackson said hello, because he's just a great piano player.
I am going to remember that.
Will do. Definitely.
The show at the Tarzan show, now that was a real experience. The show backstage was every bit as big as the show on stage. And we had – did either of you get to see the Tarzan show?
I have not.
I did see it. So what I remember, Bob, is the skateboarders.
Yeah. Yes, they would come out and do flips over the top of us. Wow. And they had acrobats, and they had stunt skaters and stunt men, stunt women. Mm-hmm. They had male dancers, female dancers, and they had just the hottest band. This group was so much fun to perform with. They were just a great band to play with.
So they were more of a rock and roll band, if I remember. Rock and roll type band?
Yeah, we played we played the music from the Tarzan show. We had three singers. That was a great time. That was really fun. I have not had any bad experiences performing over there. They have just, there's so many great musicians at Disney. It attracts just the best talent, and they're just wonderful players.
Absolutely.
And there's just so many good players there at Disney. It's a real thing.
One of our co-hosts thought she had remembered you, and she didn't know you. She had never seen you as Yeehaw Bob, but just when we were discussing you on a previous episode, had thought maybe that you had played over at Hollywood Studios, or probably then it was MGM Studios. Had you played there?
That much. I've played private parties at the... Oh, what's that big end restaurant over there?
The Brown Derby?
Yes, I played private parties at the Brown Derby. That's pretty much the extent of my MGM experience.
Okay.
I played a lot at Epcot. I played I spent a summer playing a show at the Italian Pavilion. I had my own little show there inside at the American Pavilion, there at the food court. And let's see, there's this really interesting private little room downstairs at the Sea Pavilion. Have you ever seen this picture of the Sea Pavilion? This room with the see-through piano that's under the water where Michael Eisner used to have his private dinner at. I have to send you a picture of this place.
I hadn't seen that. That'd be
really
great.
Neat. It's a private little dining room underneath the water with all this hardwood and just this fancy carpet, all the fish, and the piano is a see-through piano. Now, that's a real fun place to play. That's at Epcot at the Sea Pavilion.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is. It's a really neat place to perform.
I can't say that I've ever been there.
You know, I don't know how you could get in there Maybe if you told them you wanted to have a private party and you wanted to see the room, they might take you down there to see it.
Gotcha. So how do you go from being a backup performer in all of these different areas to landing the gig at Riverside?
Well, before I got there, that was just a sleepy little lounge. There was I was performing at a big dueling piano bar. It was a place called Blazing Pianos. It was over on I Drive. We had 3 7-foot Yamaha concert grand pianos, and it was just a really neat place to perform with. There was a balcony, and it was in a theater. And I knew the piano player that was out there at Port Orleans Riverside. He was getting ready to move to Las Vegas. And I was getting burnt out at this piano bar. And he said, Bob, why don't you just audition? And it was a sleepy little lounge. Nobody, he would just sing songs out of a book. It was mostly just a holding room for people going into the dining room. And I went out there and just turned it into what it is now.
So how does the Yeehaw Bob character evolve? What's behind that? How does that happen?
Well, I've been doing this show for a long time, and before I was Yeehaw Bob there at this big bar, I had another nickname, but it was just he was another outrageous, crazy character that jumped around the stage. I pretty much just brought him over there, and I just love to entertain. It's not that hard to do. You just get up there and just carry on. Go in there every night to put on your very, very best show and do your very best job, and you just get it going, and then that's just what comes out. What you see is what you get. I don't know how to do it any other way.
So I want to step back just a second and make sure all our listeners know what we're talking about. We're talking about Port Orleans Riverside, the River Roost Lounge, and one of probably the best-kept secrets, although if you're listening to this show, everybody knows all about Yeehaw Bob. Performing over there, is it 4 nights a week?
It's 4 nights a week, and everybody complains that the first show is always so busy, and I put on 3 shows. Unless you have kids, have a late dinner and come to the 10 o'clock show. Come on out to the 10 o'clock show. There's plenty of seats at the 10 o'clock show. You get there at 8:30 and there's no seats because people all come to the first show, and I'm glad everybody comes to the first show. I'd be lonesome if you didn't come to the first show, but if you can, come to the second show. There's no problem getting a seat, and I play until almost midnight. So if you're coming out to the park, if you're coming out to see my show, come out to that second show. It'd be better for all of us.
And Bob, the shows as you go at the third show probably gets a little more adult themed than the first show.
No. Kids are welcome there. I would like to say yes, but kids are welcome there all night long, and I keep it right down the middle of the road. My third set, usually I open up with a big piano solo, and I've added probably 30 new songs to my show since March. I'm trying to do a Disney sing-along show. So my third set opens up with Be Our Guest, and then I go into Let's Go Fly a Kite. And you should see the people sing along with that. People just love that song. And I'm doing a lot of songs from Pixar. I'm doing as many Pixar tunes as I can. And it's just been a great thing. All three sets now have a lot of Disney songs in them.
And I don't think it's been a couple of years since I've seen you, and I don't think that was – I think there were some Disney songs in there, but I don't think there was a whole bunch.
Well, you're going to see a new show next time you come.
Well,
that's the beauty.
Boys, Rob, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to say goodnight and goodbye to all my friends listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I want to give a big thank you out to Sam and Jimmy for inviting me on the show. We'll be watching for you there at 4 Orleans Riverside on their Wednesday through Saturday. Three shows a night. Come on if you can. Disney Nerds Podcast.
We love you.
Disney Nerds Podcast.
We love you.
Disney Nerds Podcast.
It's true.
Disney Nerds Podcast.
We love you.
Sam and Jimmy, thank you so very, very much. Have a great night. All the best to everybody. Great night. All the best to everybody.